100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. That's where the podcast is, and the text of the stories, and links to people's sites, and archives, and everything. And this is usually stuff that I say at the end of the podcast instead of the beginning, but some of you drop off. Maybe this causes you to drop off. I don't know, and I don't care. Not sure why I'm rambling like that, but it is the 100 Word Stories podcast where the weekly challenge. I've just got it all mixed up this week. I'm not going to start again. The weekly challenge, 839. The topic is train, and a lot of you came up with stories. In fact, we got somebody new in. Welcome to the podcast, Ed, and I hope people enjoy your story. I hope people enjoy everybody's story. I hope people enjoy the stories that you tell elsewhere. I hope that people just enjoy. I'm rambling again. So I'm going to go enjoy a sandwich while I play all these for you. And I'll be back. And, well, here it is.
This is Ed at EdwardianTimes.net. My boss called me in before 3. I was being promoted, getting a hefty raise, and being told to take the rest of the day. I called my wife, who had off from school. My excitement contagious, we decided to meet and celebrate at our favorite spot. I flew out of the office, down the subway stairs, and immediately onto a train. What luck! And then I looked around. Not a single smile or joyful face. No eye contact from anyone. This can't be right, I thought. I blew out a breath, deflating as the happiness seeped out of me.
Well, hello and good morning. This is Richard, and this is my 100-word story on the topic train. It's called Train Driver. I always wanted to be a train driver. I don't know why. It just appealed to me. Maybe because I was a bit of a train nut at the time, and I figured that if trains were cool, then driving them would be even cooler. So, I'm living my dream. I'm a train driver. And let me tell you, it sucks. Big time. Antisocial hours, constant mind-numbing health and safety checks, and the boring routine of the same routes, same places, every single day. I always wanted to be a train driver, but now I'd rather be anything else. There you go, all done. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and the word this week was train. So here's my 100 words called Happily Ever After. She jolted to a halt halfway down the aisle. Smiling faces looked on worried. Her sister sent what she hoped was a sympathetic look from a flower-festooned pew. The best man approached. You're right, Rach. She turned, about to say that her train was caught on something, and could he go to unhook it? Come on, it didn't mean anything. It was only one night. He's not going to see her again. He'd whispered it so her dad couldn't hear. At that bombshell, the butterflies she'd felt flew off, and she turned to release her own dress and left the church. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 839, with a prompt of train. Well, they upgraded my mixing program and are now requiring me to pay for it again, and I don't want to do that. I paid for it a couple times before, and it was working fine for me the way it was, and I guess I'll just have to do without my background music ever again. Anyway, here's my story. Still holding his bedsheet to him with his left hand, Bilbert reached out with his right. "Okay, take my hand and let's get this over with." Sabrina smiled, took his hand, and leaned forward for a quick kiss. "Hey!" Bilbert shouted, jerked his hand from hers, and wiped his lips. "You said we only need to make contact to be protected." "I also said that kissing is better. I'm just trying to train you properly." Sabrina headed to the door. Bilbert slumped back in his bed and grumbled, "I don't need training." "Right," Sabrina laughed. "I'll be back tomorrow morning." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
They say that those with tormented souls may be called to wakefulness in the dead of night by the evocative sound of a distant, mournful train horn echoing through the still night air. Those called are drawn with faltering steps to the old railroad crossing on the edge of town to await the arrival of the train of the damned. None will return. That's what they say, anyway. The truth is, nobody goes down to the old railroad crossing in the dead of night. There is no railroad crossing. Which begs the question, where did all those missing people go?
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. "The pilot wasn't trained properly," said the inspector. "I trained him myself. I've been training pilots for 30 years, as you know. I think you're losing your skills." Silence. "How about the huge hole on the side of the plane?" "It will go in my report, but it wasn't the cause of..." "Not the cause. 5 people were sucked out." The inspector smiled and walked away. 30 years. He waited 30 years. He had always wanted to be a pilot, but the idiot flunked him again and again. He ended up becoming a mere scribe. This is how you get even. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I like going to baseball games, but I hate driving downtown. And parking there is an absolute nightmare. So I take the bus, since there's a bus stop nearby, but the bus doesn't go all the way downtown anymore. Now it terminates at the main train line, and you have to take the train downtown. There was another bus line that went downtown about 15 minutes away, but it stops at the same train station now. For a few bucks more, I can order an Uber or a Lyft. I shrug, turn on the TV, and watch the game from home.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of train. So you can check out the text at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com in case you had a hard time hearing or whatever. I know that sometimes I get tinnitus and it, you know, it gets a little... But the next challenge is Spook, and I hope to see everyone back again. And if you're out there and you haven't sent in a story, you can always send one in about train, and I can post it up on the feed in a separate post, or join in. You know, we got Ed now, and you can write one on Spook. Although, remember, topics are just guideposts. They're not, I don't know what you would call it, a cage. I don't know. Anyway, and all of the other topics coming up are up there. So if it takes you time to write them, you know, maybe set your goals a few weeks in advance and try for one of those. You got to click the continue reading, though. That shows the, never mind. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And I'm going to a baseball game tomorrow, so if I come down with COVID this week, you'll know why. Yes, I'm going to wear a mask, and people are going to look at me weird. They usually do. Oh, and as always, keep it brief.